All in that number, and we back with another video. I go by the name of Stealthy Producer. We got Doughboy Bush. That's my brother, man.
So here, man, watching football up
it
on
it is talking. Sunday, man. So we
got some stuff with you,
we,
man.
We got football on too. Our team won on Thursday at night, the 49ers. Yes. You know what I'm saying? But
as you can tell, you know, representing right now.
But that's neither here nor there. You know what I mean? So we are continuing our NBA preview of each team. Today we are talking about the Milwaukee Bucks. So we're going to break down this roster, what we feel like their what their team is going to look like this coming season. But before we get to that, if this is your first time to our channel, please subscribe to the channel, like the video, comment, let us know what you think about the topic today, which, like I said, is the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, your podcast app on on iPhone podcast app, Spotify, Amazon, YouTube, all that. You'll find us on there, search on No Rim, and we will pop right up. Please follow the pod, like it, you know what I'm saying, comment, rate it, all that. It really helps us get out there. You know, every little bit helps, so we would definitely appreciate that. So, man, the Milwaukee Bucks, interesting team as well, because it's like, what do you expect from this team? You still have one of the best players in the league in Giannis Antetokounmpo. The whole Dame Lillard experience did not go well. It didn't really look that great to begin with. Yeah, Dame was getting his numbers. Giannis was getting his numbers. But it didn't look like a cohesive team. It was like, your turn, my turn, your turn, my turn. Or you go off right now, or I go off right now between Giannis and Dame. Then, as we all know, Dame ends up popping his Achilles. He is now back with Portland. He's not worried about winning championships no more. I just think he's, you know, he wants to go back home. And I think it was more like a family thing. I don't think his kids were with him in Milwaukee.
No, they were not.
Or something like that. Now that he sees it, like, for him, the grass isn't always greener, right? So he went back to Portland. You know, I'm happy for him. Hopefully, you know, he finds whatever he needs out there. But we're talking about the Bucks right now, and I don't really see a point guard on this roster.
Got straight to it.
I feel like I'm okay. So if we're just talking about, let's start there. Point guard, probably Kevin Porter Jr. is going to start. Here's my thing about him. He could be a really good player. I've seen him when he first came into the league show a lot of promise. He has some off the court issues that he had to deal with. Wasn't in the league for a little bit. Came back. I want to say he went to the Clippers. Now he was doing okay out there. Now he plays for the Bucks. This is a really good opportunity for him, because
I think so too.
Again, when you look at the guard situation for the Bucks, it's kind of sparse out there. They signed Gary Harris. I've never been high on him since back when he was in Denver. He didn't do a thing in Orlando. Nah. I don't even know why. I'm not hating, but I'm like, I'm not big
veteran
on him.
Presence, I feel like.
I guess. Going down the list, nobody else can really play. Oh, you do have Cole Anthony.
Cole Anthony.
You do have Cole Anthony. Will probably be the backup point. I do think he should probably start.
You don't think he'd start? I'm going to say, you don't think he starts?
I think they're going with Kevin Porter. I could be wrong. Okay. But I haven't heard nothing. But the reason I feel like they're going with Kevin Porter, because he's been there. And I don't know if they might view Cole Anthony as a bit of a liability on defense. Kind of undersized, small. Makes sense. But he's a good backup. You know what I'm saying? So those look like your two main point guards. Apparently they got Thanasis Antetokounmpo back. That's not going to do anything for him. He's just there for Giannis. You have Taurean Prince. You have Kyle Kuzma. You have Bobby Portis, who I do like. Gary Trent Jr.
You got my starting over there now.
Gary Trent Jr. He plays confident, but he's not, you know, always the most productive guy that you would like. And you have Miles Turner. That's their biggest acquisition, was Miles Turner coming over from the Pacers. We'll see how, you know, he can stretch the floor. He's kind of like going to be like the Brook Lopez role, because Brook Lopez stretch the floor, shoot the threes. Definitely. So Giannis kind of needs the floor spaced so he can work and get in transition and get to that rack, because he's not a shooter. Before I provide my insight on where I feel like this team is going, Dobo, what's your thoughts on the Milwaukee Bucks this coming season?
Oh, man. Kind of piggybacking off of what you were saying again, the last year, I don't know what Doc was doing as a coach, and he's a really good coach. I don't know if they just didn't buy into the system, or you know, you had two ball dominant people who need the ball in their hand with Damian Lillard. And then also, you know, Giannis, because like you did say, it was a lot of back and forth. You know, Damian, you get your bucket, I'm going to go ahead and get my bucket. Or Damian, you'll get three buckets, I'm going to go ahead and get the next two. They had no cohesiveness on offense whatsoever last year. So I feel like this year, this team can go ahead and be more centered with Giannis being the focal point of the offense. You do lose a big, you know, productivity at your point guard with not having Damian Lillard there no more. And then now you're kind of in limbo of who you're going to go ahead and start with, Porter, you know, like you say, Cole Anthony possibly. You know, I don't know which way Doc is going to go ahead and go as far as that goes. Mm-hmm. You lose somewhat productivity with Brook Lopez being gone now, but you bring Miles Turner in, who kind of does some of the same stuff that Brook Lopez does. I feel like he moves a little bit better. He's better.
Younger.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? His agility, I feel like, is way better than Brook Lopez. You know, Brook really couldn't move around too much. So I feel like there's no really drop off in that. Oh, man. with the East being so watered down, I feel like the Bucks can go ahead and probably finish in that 1-5 spot.
So 1-5? So you
1-5.
But you see playoffs? I see playoffs.
I see playoffs. Yeah, definitely.
They're definitely not out of the eight. If they can stay healthy. I guess my only question for them is, again, like you said, like the guard play, right? Like, who's going to be the point guard? Who's going to be the guy? Because I ain't going to lie.
Who's going to give you a productivity when Giannis is gone, or when Giannis,
if he's out? Yeah, because a lot of times he does roll an ankle or something and he's out, or a knee, and he's out for five, six, seven games. Who's going to be your scorer?
Who's
going to be that guy? So that's interesting, because I feel like he's supposed to be
That person.
If Giannis is out, all right, we need you to get 5 more points over your average for the next couple games while Giannis is out. Can he do that? You know what I'm saying? So say he averages he averaged 15 last season. If Giannis is out, you got to bump that up to 20. And then the other guys are going to help you out. You know what I'm saying? Torian Prince, corner threes. Miles Turner. Yeah. All right, shoot a couple more threes today. You know, Kevin Porter, can you contribute? So, like, it would have to be a team effort, but I don't think it can't be one guy if when Giannis does go out, because he goes out every season, every season. So, a couple games.
I don't know, man. It looks... It's going to look crazy to see what's going to go ahead and take place when he does have to come out for a breather or he does miss games throughout the season, because I don't expect Giannis to play a full 82-game season. If he does, I'll be surprised.
I'm looking right now.
Where's it going to come from? Where's this productivity going to come from?
They just got a bunch of guys. They just got a bunch of guys right now.
They do.
Excuse me. They got the Andre Jackson Jr. He was there last year, 6'6", like wing. You know, Tyler Smith, AJ Green, like I said, Kuzma, Amir Coffey, Torian Prince. It's just guys. You know what I mean? Just a bunch of guys.
I agree.
So,
who fills these roles?
Who fills these roles?
So it's like,
what's
going to do it?
What's your thoughts? Do they? So when are they finished? You said like 1-5.
Hey, you know what? It just all depends on what they do in the first part of the season. If they do not start off well, we're going to start to hear some trade rumors going on where Giannis is probably going to go ahead and put his fillers out there. Get me up out of here. I need to go ahead and go to a contender. So my thing is if they have a very, very slow start, I see Giannis asking for a trade. If it's a very slow start, just based on because of the fact of what we've been hearing all throughout this offseason.
No, I agree.
He kept saying, because we were him out there.
We were already kind of hearing rumors and things like that.
Right. Exactly. So
I could see that as well. I do see playoffs, but I don't see them winning anything.
If Giannis is there, I do see playoffs. If Giannis is there, if he's gone before or during the trade deadline, that's a hell no. It's not going to happen.
Champions, so, no. Playoffs,
hell yes. No, not at all.
So, yeah, that's pretty much our thoughts on the Milwaukee Bucks. You know, we'll see when the season starts how they how
35 they, 35 win
we'll,
season.
We'll see how they gel when the season starts. But Yeah, I don't really see a whole lot coming from this team, and I do see.
Well, I mean, go ahead. Hold on. For me, I definitely see, you know. So I feel like it's a playoff team.
Yeah.
So, I just don't know where.
All right. So we're going to get up out of here, man. Playoff team. We don't really see contenders. But you know what I'm saying? Again, we're going to see. You got to play the game. So on the No Rim, if this is your first time to the channel, please like, comment, subscribe. And we up out of here, man. Peace.